You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Today, I'm with Haley Jensen from the training and education team, and she's ready to talk to us about how to make our homes a little bit healthier. She'll give us an overview on what to look for and avoid in commercial cleaners, walk us through some DIY cleaners, and even share a tip on getting kids to help with scrubbing. We've also got a message from the Young Living blog team sharing the latest over there. Haley, welcome.
Thanks, Celeste. Now, this is one of my favorite topics to speak on. I love teaching people and talking to people about simple, easy, and effective ways to make your home a healthier place by simply just replacing some of your cleaning products and even personal care products.
Great. So I am specifically really curious about the cleaning products, because those chemicals kind of freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, they're scary. And the more you know, the more scared you will be. You can't unlearn what you learn.
Yeah. So I want to know, why should I care about what is in my cleaning products? Don't I just want to get my house clean? Kind of primer.
Yes. No, exactly. And that's why many people resort to just those chemical or commercial cleaners that you find at the grocery store. And yes, of course, we want all of our homes clean. But you have to really think about at what cost or what risks are you willing to take? Because most people in our society, most people just assume that anything you buy at the grocery store, anything that you buy that's on the shelf has already been tested for safety, that it's been proven to be healthy for you or not hurt your health. But that is actually fundamentally false. You know, cleaners and personal care products are not regulated like the food industry is. You know, if you buy a cigarette or if you buy a cigarette box, you'll see on the label there's a warning sign that says, you know, toxic, can cause damage to your health. Even if you buy like a Twinkie or some type of junk food, you can look on the label and you'll see trans fat. You'll see the amount of sugar that's in there. You'll see the ingredients in those products. But that's not the case for chemical cleaners. That's not the case for personal care products. Really, up until last September, there was no law, absolutely no law, that required manufacturers to test their chemicals that they used in their products before putting them into the market. So there are even clinically tested, peer-reviewed studies that prove that certain chemicals damage your body. And these chemicals are found in our home, and they have been linked to a number of health problems like reproductive issues, autoimmune issues, digestive issues, you know, autism spectrum disorders, thyroid disorders, and many other things. But they're still found in our cleaning products and in our personal care products. We really, as consumers, we have to be empowered with what we buy and what products that we choose to use. You know, and recently, in a more positive light, just last year in September, the current US law was updated a little bit to require that there are new risk-based safety standards. There's a mandatory requirement for the EPA to evaluate existing chemicals with clear and enforceable deadlines. There's increased public transparency for chemical information, and there's also a consistent source of funding for the EPA to carry out these responsibilities. But let's be clear, this is awesome that this just happened, but it has not happened, period, at all, until just last September. And so these changes will be implemented over the next few years, over the next few decades, but it's still not going to take effect. It really won't impact our health right away. And so even though these new laws have been passed, there are many environmental groups and advocates that criticize that this new bill is still too weak, because it will be decades before the EPA can finish even evaluations on the first 90 chemicals that it has identified as high priority and risk to the consumer's health. So it's great that we've made these improvements, but we still need to be empowered and choose products that support our health and that don't hinder our health.
Yeah, and so I think that's a great kind of segue into talking about, you know, what are some positive ways that we can take charge of what comes into our home. And you know, part of this, it's not just bad for our health, it's also not very earth friendly. It's kind of frustrating that what is in those cleaners is so opaque sometimes. And so I am curious, what are some easy ways to make my cleaning routine more earth friendly?
So really, to make it more earth friendly, it comes down to voting with your dollar. So it comes down to using products that don't spend products or don't use your money on products that are supporting companies that are using ingredients that are harming your health and harming the environment. Because you could be purchasing just that regular average commercial kitchen cleaner at your grocery store, but you know, a portion of that money goes back into these chemical manufacturers. And these manufacturers, they pay big money for lobbyists to support laws and regulations with their intentions, not the consumers or the earth's intentions or health in mind. So by voting with their dollar and by using products that use good ingredients, you are supporting the earth. It's just a giant circle. Mm-hmm. If you don't use those products, you're just perpetuating this cycle, and these companies are getting your money and they are harming the earth and they are harming your environment. So you can also be more earth friendly by making your own products. And so you can use your own DIY cleaners. You can use some simple household ingredients mixed with essential oils to clean just about anything in your home. You can also use Thieves Cleaner. It's a wonderful product. I love this product. It's so simple and easy to use. You really just dilute the product, you dilute the cleaner, and you can clean just about anything. Literally, I use it on everything. So those are really simple and easy ways to really impact the earth when you clean. And also another thing to do to make your cleaning routine more earth friendly is use a glass reusable spray bottle. Plastic is a huge contributing factor to problems in the ecosystem and the environment. So don't use plastic products. Like even just products that you buy at the grocery store, you're throwing those away. That's putting harm back on the earth. So use something that's reusable, that's stainless steel or that's glass, that is good for you and the earth.
Yeah, that's a great point too. So I want to talk about DIYs, but I also want to talk about maybe a little bit more general education about cleaning products. What should I look for in cleaning products and other products that I am bringing into my home?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that, because that's really the first step to being empowered and taking control of your health, is knowing what ingredients you should avoid and what ingredients you should use. So you should be using plant-based ingredients, ingredients that are free of harmful chemicals that can cause damage to your body and can disrupt your endocrine system. So one easy reference that I like to use is the Dirty Dozen. It's a little catchphrase. It's a list that you can go look up. You can even go to the Environmental Working Group's website, or you can even just Google the Dirty Dozen. And it's a list of about 12 chemicals, toxins that you should avoid at all costs in your cleaning products and your personal care products. And if you don't want to memorize that list, or you don't want to keep that with you at all times, a great reference is the Think Dirty app. It's an app that you can just download on your phone, and you can scan. You just scan in the barcodes of different products, and it will give you a safety test on that product. It will tell you how damaging it is or how harmful it is to your body. So it's a simple and easy way to see how harmful products are to you.
That's cool. And that's nice that like either one of those things, the Dirty Dozen list or the app, like both of those you can have with you on your phone, mm-hmm. so that when you go to buy a product, you can compare against that. That's awesome.
Exactly. And it's just really, don't just buy things off the shelf. Look at that product, look at the ingredients list. And if you see ingredients that are in that Dirty Dozen list, like parabens or phthalates or fragrance, things like that, you want to avoid using that product. And fragrance is something I want to touch on, because fragrance to most people, they think, oh, it's a fragrance, it's a smell, it can't be that damaging. But fragrance is really a catch-all term for what could be hundreds of different synthetic chemicals. And companies don't have to disclose what fragrance is, because it's considered a proprietary information. So you could be getting cancer-causing ingredients, all sorts of carcinogens, things that cause harm to your reproductive system, and a company does not have to disclose to anyone what that fragrance is, because it's their proprietary information. So anytime you see the word fragrance, avoid it. Don't use it. You use your essential oils instead, because they are 100% natural and they smell wonderful. You don't need that extra synthetic stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's really interesting. So now, you know, we kind of have talked about what makes Thieves Cleaner so special, but I am curious, like, why you like it so much. You kind of touched on that, but let's dive a little deeper.
I love Thieves Cleaner. So for me, there are many reasons I use Thieves Cleaner. One is really it's plant-based. It's 100% plant-based. It doesn't have any of those harsh, toxic chemicals that are going to cause, you know, harm and disruption in your body. It uses plant-based surfactants and cleansing agents with the powerful benefits of Thieves Essential Oil. And so that Thieves Essential Oil, you know, it's an oil that it was formed on the legend, you know, that was used back in the medieval times, that robbers would put it on their bodies to protect themselves when they would go and rob different people. And so that was a blend used even back then, that we like to use those same powers and put it into our products, our cleaning products, personal care products, for those reasons. So besides just that, another reason I love using Thieves Cleaner is that it really just takes the worry out of knowing what products will be good for my health, what products aren't good for my health. It's just that peace of mind, and it's really just a priceless feeling. And as a new mother or a newer mother, my toddler's into everything, like literally everything. He's opening up all the kitchen, under the kitchen sinks, yeah. He's in the bathrooms, and I don't have that worry in the back of my mind, like, oh, what if he gets into that detergent? Or what if he gets into that soap? Or what if he gets into that bleach or whatever? I know all I have underneath my kitchen counter and my bathroom counters is Thieves Cleaner. And so he can run around and he can play and he can mess up my house. And I have that peace of mind that he's going to be safe. I'm going to be safe. Thieves Cleaner is also very effective. So you don't have to compromise on cleanliness by using a plant-based product. It works on everything. Seriously, just about everything, it works. I've used it. I use it on my windows and mirrors. It's streak-free. You use like a lighter degreasing ratio, maybe one cap of Thieves Cleaner to around 3 cups of water. I use that on my windows and mirrors. It leaves them streak-free. I use it to clean my car. I use it on my toilet bowl. I use it on my husband's muddy tracks when he comes through the house. My carpet. I've got Ningxia red stains out of my carpet. I use it on all my laundry, like strawberry stains, orange stains, anything. I spray a heavier degreasing ratio of Thieves Cleaner on some of my stains, and I use it on everything, and it works amazing. I've even gotten permanent marker out of a sofa stain. So it works awesome. And it's just convenient. You can literally replace almost every cleaner in your home with this one product. So you're saving space, you're saving time, you're saving money. It's really, every family needs to have this product in their home for those reasons.
Yeah, I know. So I recently moved into a new home. And when I was cleaning my old house, I was using Thieves and just like you say, diluting it at different degreasing ratios, and it worked great. I was loving it, and it was so nice because like I could put, you know, heavier degreaser in like one glass bottle and a lighter degreaser in another glass mm-hmm. bottle, and it was so nice because I just had like a few bottles and that was it. That was all I needed.
Exactly. That's what I do at my house to save time too. Like I have a diluted Thieves Cleaner in every area, in every bathroom, in the kitchen, and in the laundry room, depending on the ratios that I need of Thieves Cleaner. It's everywhere, so I can just go and grab a Thieves Cleaner. I don't have to run around my house. I just use it for those reasons.
Yeah, that's smart. We'll be right back to our conversation with Haley after this quick message from the Young Living blog team.
Parents nurture their kids in every way, mentally, physically, and emotionally. They're the all-purpose, everyday fixer of problems, big and small. From an upset tummy to a broken heart, parents are there to care, comfort, and cuddle whenever it's needed. On the blog, we're sharing 9 essentials for Dr. Mom that support your family's wellness. Head over to youngliving.com/blog to see our picks.
Now we're back to our conversation with Haley. So with the Thieves Cleaner, there's also a lot of DIYs that you can do. And I know you are a pro on all of these DIYs. So I wanted to know what some of your favorite DIY recipes for different cleaners are.
There are endless DIY recipes you can do. And honestly, I love Thieves Cleaner because Thieves Cleaner works on just about everything. But some people love DIYs. They love making their own cleaners and adding their own essential oils to it. And there are so many things you can do. I have a few favorites. I won't get into all of them because we could spend an hour talking about that. But I'll touch on a few of my favorites. One of my favorite DIY cleaners that I use all the time is like a deep cleaning scrub. So I just mix around 2 parts baking soda to 1 part Thieves Cleaner. I just mix them together and it forms like a paste substance. And then I just put it on the grout in my tiles or in my shower and I let it sit for a few minutes and then I scrub it off and it works great. Another DIY cleaner that I use a lot is in my shower. My shower, it's not very inclined and so the water tends to like stay there a little bit more, so I have to clean it more often. And I'll get a glass spray bottle and I'll fill it halfway full of vinegar, halfway full of water, and then around 15, 20, maybe 30 drops of purification essential oil or whatever essential oil you want to. And I spray down my shower after each time that I use it. So we can wash off that, like, the, you know, that shampoo residue or that cleaner residue. And it just keeps my shower smelling fresh and clean. And then my all-time favorite DIY recipe is a toilet spray. So what you do is you just use this spray. You spray it a few times in the toilet, like before or after use, and it keeps your bathroom smelling fresh, smelling clean. It traps in any smell, any odor, and it works great. So all you do is you fill like maybe around a 2-ounce bottle, a glass bottle. You fill it up about 3/4 with water, 1 tablespoon of rubbing alcohol. And then you'll want to put a lot of essential oils in there, like 30 to 40 drops. Okay. I use purification because that stuff is strong and it eliminates odors. So it's the best bathroom odor. I love it. So then you just mix it up and then you just spray it. And you just use it in the bathroom and spray it. And a little tip too is if you don't have small glass spray bottles, many people say, where do I get those? Where do I buy those? Just use your empty Thief spray. Yeah. So once you've gone through your bottle of Thief spray, keep it and use it for your own DIY recipes.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a good way to recycle that bottle too, which
yes.
is awesome.
Which is also being more earth friendly.
Yeah.
And another tip is you can use your old Thieves cleaning spray bottles. Like after you're done using your Thieves cleaner, keep that bottle and you can use that same bottle as one of your diluted Thieves bottles around the house. So keep those Thieves bottles and reuse those.
Okay. I know we're all busy and we're always trying to figure out how to use our time wisely and whatnot. So how much time do I need to make these cleaning recipes?
No time at all. I'm all about convenience. I'm a working mom. I'm very busy. I'm all about saving time. And DIY recipes are so simple and easy to make, especially if you have those few ingredients on hand. They take no time at all. It's just as quick and easy as grabbing a cleaner from underneath your counter, especially if you have pre-diluted these bottles around your home. It's simple, it's easy, you're not wasting any time at all.
Yeah, great. And, you know, with that, do you need any, like, special ingredients or equipment or whatever to, like, make these cleaners?
Nope. I mean, all you really need is your glass spray bottle. You can also use a chemically resistant spray bottle or use your old Thieves spray. Use your old Thieves bottles and reuse those, repurpose those for spray bottles. That's all you need. And then if you have just a few simple ingredients at your home to make those DIY cleaners, all you need is vinegar, baking soda, essential oils, and borax. If you have those four ingredients, you can make just about any DIY recipe that you see on Pinterest, in different books. Those recipes cover about everything.
Yeah.
Those ingredients cover about everything.
Yeah. I also will throw in a little note about just rubbing alcohol, having that stuff around, like, for your little recipe there. Like,
yeah,
that's another great one to have on hand. Okay, now here is the question that is always on our minds, and that is, how can I get the kids involved in helping around the house with cleaning?
I mean, I think that's the question that everyone wants to know, right? I'll be honest, I'm not quite to that point in my life where my son can help me clean, because he's basically just like a wrecking ball everywhere he goes. He destroys everything. Like, he's in a phase where when he eats, he throws his food and he covers himself with food, and there's food on the walls and there's food on the floor. My husband calls him the destroying angel because he walks in a room and he just throws everything everywhere. So safe to say we're not to the point where he's helping us clean.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, from many different members and leaders, is that great ways to help get your kids involved in cleaning is have them be a part of the DIY process. So have them help you make the cleaners. Mm-hmm. When you put them together, have it as a fun activity, put all the ingredients on the counter, have them maybe make their own special spray bottle where they can add in the vinegar and the water and their favorite essential oil, and they can have their special cleaner. And maybe you can have some fun ideas where you can, you know, decorate those bottles and they can have their own special cleaning bottle, maybe their own special cleaning bucket. You can make it like a craft activity, something like that that's creative, that they can get involved with that so they feel like they have something that's their own. And so they want to get out that cleaner. They want to get out those cleaning tools to help you clean up. And then you can feel good about it too, because you're comforted knowing that the ingredients they're using are safe. You have that peace of mind. So those are the tips that I have. I'm not to that point in my life where my son is helping me, but one day he will.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's kind of fun, like mad scientist activity too,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
That's fun. Okay, a final tip for cleaning is, well, a final question for cleaning is, do you have any tips for cutting down on scrubbing time?
We kind of discussed this before. My tips are that I already have Pre-Dilute Thieves Cleaner in every room of my home. So underneath my kitchen counter, I have a glass spray bottle of Thieves, and it's around the medium degreasing ratio. So that's the ratio you want to use on most of your surfaces, your average surface. So I have that in my bathroom. I mean, that under my kitchen. I have different Thieves, diluted Thieves cleaners in each of my bathrooms. I have a light degreased ratio and a heavy degreased ratio in each of the bathrooms. And then in my laundry room, I have a bottle of Thieves cleaner that has a lot of Thieves cleaner and just a little bit of water, which I use on harsh stains, as well as a Thieves bar soap that I like to rub on harsh stains too. So I just keep all the Thieves cleaning bottles in every area of my home so that I don't have to go find and look for the cleaning bottle. I just have it there. It's easy. I don't have to worry about it. It's simple. It's convenient. And that's really my tip for cutting down on cleaning time, is not having to make your own DIY recipes every time you clean, because then you're not going to want to clean because you have to make a recipe. If you already have it pre-made underneath your counter, in your cabinets, it'll be easy to grab and clean on the go.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, do you use the lighter one for the mirrors and the medium degreasing one for like counters, bathroom surfaces, I guess?
Yeah, so I use a light degreasing ratio for mirrors and even wood floors. If you have real wood and you want to be careful on that surface, I'll use a light degreasing ratio. But most surfaces, I use a medium degreasing ratio. And then only if a stain is super harsh, I'll heavily use the heavy degreasing ratio. Or sometimes I'll just put Thieves Cleaner directly on the stain if it's like super bad on my clothes or on the carpet. Just dab a little bit and scrub it out, and it works great.
Okay. Yeah, maybe do a spot test.
And it's one of those things that you don't have to be exact. Yeah. Like, people are like, do I have to use the light degreasing ratio? Is it medium? Is it heavy? Do a spot test if you're concerned about the area that you're using Thieves Cleaner. But it's not a one-size-fits-all answer. It's sometimes I grab the medium degreasing ratio. Sometimes I grab the light one. It all cleans good. My house is clean. You don't have to stress too much about it.
Okay. That's good to know. That's like nice peace of mind that it's not hard. It's super accessible,
super easy.
And easy to start out and kind of keep up. Is there anything else you want to add?
Before I end, I think a question that a lot of people ask that I get all the time is, what surfaces can you use Thieves Cleaner on? What surfaces can you and can you not use Thieves Cleaner on? Really, you can use Thieves Cleaner on just about anything. You do want to be careful on any of those like soft plastic surfaces. You want to be careful of that. As also, you want to be careful on maybe some like antique furniture, like if it's a wood, something that maybe chips easily, that has paint that chips off. Take caution with that. Doesn't mean you can't use Thieves Cleaner. We always recommend doing a spot test. So if you want to try it on your granite countertops, your wood floors, any of those surfaces that you may be a little bit worried about, do a spot test in an inconspicuous area, see what happens, and then you can use it. But people use it all the time on granite countertops, their wood floors, stainless steel, glass, really just about anything.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Haley, and talking us through making our homes a little bit healthier. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Celeste.
Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast apps. Special thanks to Caroline Foster, who helped produce this episode. Thanks for joining us today on Drop of Inspiration.